Hello everybody and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which happens to be the second Sunday in ordinary time. This is Father Tom Casey of the SMA Media Center in Dola, presenting and producing this program. We see in our first reading, Samuel has been called, and in the Gospel we have the disciples and the apostles later, Andrew and Peter, and they are being called. These three examples at least of people being called by the Lord. Now, are they just privileged and have we no chance like that? I think that this is not true. All of us are being called. And I think if we look at the circumstances of the first reading, especially from 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 3 up to 19, approximately, then we see where Samuel is. He's actually in the presence of the Lord. He's sleeping near the sanctuary and near the Ark of the Covenant, the Ark of the Lord. So he's in a very sacred, holy place. Now we can say, oh, fine for him. Yes, but all of us create a holy and a sacred space in our lives for God. A sacred space, a sacred place, a sacred building can be created in the depths of our hearts for the Lord. So that is what's been required of us, especially if we are to hear the voice of the Lord. We cannot hear him otherwise. And how do we do that? How do we create a space? Well, certainly prayer. And real prayer, talking to God. Talk as you would talk to your best friend and tell him everything. But also listen. Take a few quiet moments now and again. And you'll find yourself doing it more regularly because you'll find that the Lord just is waiting to speak to us and to prompt us in our various challenges in our lives. If you look at the three people who were asked to follow Jesus today, it was a personal encounter. And a personal encounter is what is required. It's a requirement. We have the apostles Andrew and Peter, and they are being called in separate times. Here we are hearing that they left everything and followed Jesus. Now, that I think really means that Peter and Andrew decided God was first in their lives, and that while as before they were fishing and they needed to keep food on the table, and that still didn't change, I'm sure, but they now know God in the man Jesus, and he is first, and he should be first for us all when we are in a sacred space with the Lord in our hearts. It's not enough to say, well, I know what is good and what is bad and what is just and unjust and what is peaceful and what is not peaceful. But we need to know and have a personal touch, a personal experience. How do we do that? Well, we cultivate a sacred space within our hearts. We find that space in prayer, in our good works, and in talking to God as we go about our day and as we kneel down and give the Lord his due space in our lives. We are his instruments. The apostles became the instruments of Jesus. Jesus needs instruments. Now, like a carpenter, he needs a hammer and a chisel and a saw and a hift, all the various things that he uses. Also, a writer needs a pen and paper. Now, the pen and the paper and the chisel and the hammer are all instruments. These instruments are motivated and moved and used by the writer or the carpenter or the whatever profession you may choose to use here. That is who God is. God needs us. He needs us as instruments to spread his kingdom. Now, it seems like we don't have much to do. But if we do what we are asked to do, which is to write, as a pen is asked to write for the writer, and a chisel needs to work as a chisel for the carpenter. The same way we need to work within our capacity and within our abilities for the Lord to spread his kingdom. We are actually having a very fulfilled life in the meantime. But do you know something, which is a secret really? When we submit ourselves as his instruments, his witnesses in the world, everything becomes easy, because it's up to the Lord to do the rest. And we are there. Like a missionary comes and works in a country, he's there. Now God has, he has to be in the sacred space, of course, and let God use him as his instrument for spreading the gospel, learning the language and speaking with the people. Sure, we don't have a clue most of the time what we should say, especially with the huge problems that people come to us with, but we know that God is there prompting us to say what is right. And we have learned, and we expand our knowledge, of course, but God is basically the one who puts the words in our mouths, like the writer is writing the words, but the pen actually puts the words on the paper. Now it's the beginning of the ministry of Jesus working and spreading the gospel, and we have the people he is choosing. And then in the first reading, Samuel became a great man, a great man. He was a priest, he was a prophet, he was everything. And he anointed King David, and he anointed Saul before him. And he was a man that was really relied upon by the people. And his birth was extraordinary, beautiful as well. His poor mother was looking for a baby, and she prayed in the temple very, very vehemently, and she found Eli came and said, "You will have a baby." And it did come to pass. And she was so thrilled with this. She brought Samuel. She called him Samuel and brought him back to live in the house of the Lord all his life. She gave him to the Lord, and he was the Lord's instrument. And here we see him today being called. The second reading. Just look at the second reading today. We are temples of the Holy Spirit. What does that mean? Well, we are special. Remember the words, you are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people set apart. The same idea. That is what's been said here today. Look, your body is there. It's a beautiful instrument. The whole aspects of your humanity are beautiful and worthwhile and used in the proper way. Then we become the temples of the Holy Spirit. Nobody else was sent to do what we are asked to do. And no matter, even if you stay in your own country and you live what we call an ordinary life. Nothing is ordinary, though. It's special. And the special children God gives you, the special jobs you have, the special talents you have, all this is a beautiful, untold story that the world may never hear, and you may hear few. But only God knows, and you know, you yourself. But it's a time and a day to thank God for who you are. No matter what way you think yourself you are, you must know that God loves you. He created you. Have appreciation for who you are and the talents you have. Your height, your size, your color, everything about you is beautiful. And God has made you into a temple of his Holy Spirit to bring his love to the world, and you are his instruments. Relax now in the Lord. We know God is there, deeply involved, and we will be delivered. God bless you. Bye for now. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola, signing off now and wishing you all God's blessings.